So we're going to look at that passage we read from in Luke's Gospel and chapter 10, page 917 in the Church Bible. On the other side of the sheet from the notices, you'll have an outline of the message, what I want to say this morning. Luke chapter 10. Let me just read verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. So this week, on Thursday, as I was preparing for this message, I went to join Luther and some others for the open air witness in Norwich. We go out into the onto the streets in Norwich and give out tracts and generally preach and try and engage people in conversation about the gospel, about the Lord Jesus. And we would plan to do that on Thursday. And so in the midst of preparing, I stopped and went. And I always get nervous. If I'm honest, I often hope it's going to rain. And I generally feel inadequate, and I'm increasingly conscious that it's how opposed to the gospel and how angry with the gospel many people are. And it would have been far easier to stay in my nice, warm, cozy study and prepare a sermon about going than go. But I remembered that that is what I'm called to do, to go. And that's what this passage is about, or at least the beginning of it, the call to go. So that's what we're going to think about this morning. I was going to look at the whole verse, 20 verses today. That was the plan. I had a nice little outline and 3 points, which is always good to have 3 points, isn't it? But I got, I got through my first point, and I thought, if I preach 3 points, they're all going to be getting very fed up, and dinner's going to be burnt. So we're just doing the first point, and you can see at the bottom of the sheet the next 2 points that we'll come back to next time. So we were going to have instructions for those who go, and then warnings for those who hear, and then a reminder for those who return. But we'll look at the other two, second and third of those next time, all being well. So instructions to those for those who go, and we're going to be looking mainly at the first 9 verses this morning. Instructions for those who go. So look at verse 3. At the beginning of verse 3, Jesus says, "Go your way." So these people are sent out by Jesus. He tells them to go. Now, there are two great words, gospel words, if you like. The first is come. Okay, so Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So we're called to come to Jesus, to leave our sin, to leave the other gods in our lives and come to him in repentance and faith and trust in him and find in him forgiveness and pardon and peace with God. Come to him for rest. I wonder if you've done that. Before you can go, you have to come. So it's great to come to church. But have you come to Jesus? Have you really? So that's the first great gospel word, come. But the other second great gospel word is go. Once we've come to Jesus and found forgiveness and found life and found rest in him, we're called to go. To go and tell others about Jesus. To go and tell them about forgiveness and pardon and peace and rest that's found in him. That's our commission, isn't it? Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go to the nations. Go. Who must go? That's a question, isn't it? Who must go? Well, first of all, we all must go. It's the task of every Christian to take the gospel with us wherever we go. So if you're a Christian here this morning, if you've come to Jesus, then you are called to go. We're the light of the world, aren't we? So where we live and where we work and wherever we go, we take the gospel with us and we seek to live the gospel and to seek opportunities to speak about the gospel. So we are, in one sense, all of us, evangelists and missionaries. It's great to come together on Sunday. We love doing that, don't we? We love meeting together. It feels comfortable. We enjoy being with one another and singing God's praise and hearing about Him. And it's lovely to do that. And we need to do that. Of course we do. But then we have to go, don't we? So tomorrow, about this time, we'll be all over the place, won't we? We'll be in school, or we'll be in the office, or we'll be in our homes, or we'll be wherever it is we might be. And as we do, we take the gospel